Hello and welcome to this pop-up podcast from the Devil in Esale. I'm Rob Paxton and I'm here talking all things Salford Devils. We'll start on this pop-up with Whiteside's World of Rugby. Let's see what Paul White has to say about what's going on around the world in Rugby League.
Right, well, here is this week's Devil in the Detail Amateur Report, and of course, the World of Rugby League. There was no action in the Amateur Rugby League, really, apart from a couple of results at the weekend. So we'll give you the fixtures for this week, and we'll start off with the North West Youth League, the Youth and Junior Leagues. On Sunday, the 7th of April, in the Premier Division of the Under-18s, it's Lee Minor Rangers against Rochdale Mayfield. Waterhead Warriors are at home to Wigan St. Jude's. In Division 1, Folly Lane face Hindley. Saddleworth Rangers have got Lee East, and Thatto Heath play Salford City Roosters. In Division 2, West Orton Lions are home to Culchef Eagles. In the Under-16s Premier Division, Folly Lane face Blackbrook Royals. In Division 1, Oldham St. Anne's are at home to Widnes Moorfield Tigers. Division 2, Leyland Warriors play Waterhead Warriors. In the Under-15s, Oldham St. Anne's Blacks are at home to Lee Minor Rangers. Division 2 of the Under-15s, Folly Lane face Wigan St. Jude's Golds. Rochdale Mayfield have got Salford City Roosters. Saddleworth Rangers have got Oldham St. Anne's Golds. And West Bank Bears are at home to Waterhead Warriors. In the Under-14s, Division 2, Culchef Eagles face Salford City Roosters. Rochdale Mayfield at home to West Orton Lions Blues. Saddleworth Rangers have got Crossfields Cobras. And Wigan St. Jude's face Oldham St. Anne's. In Division 3 of the Under-14s, it's Charlie Panthers against Waterhead Warriors. West Orton Lions Yellows have got Blackpool Scorpions. That's in Division 3. In the Under-13s, Division 1. Oldham St. Anne's Greens have got West Bank Bears. Waterhead Warriors at home to Warrell St. James. Division 2, Blackbrook Royals home to Langworthy Reds. Crossfields have got Hares Finch. And Ince Rosebridge are at home to Saddleworth Rangers Rhinos. In Division 4 of the Under-13s, Cadishead Rhinos are at home to Oldham St. Anne's Golds. The North West Men's League, which cup action this weekend in the Open Age. In Division 4, there's a game between Culchef Eagles and Bolton. In the cup, it's Oral St. James against Folly Lane. Halton Farm with Hornets have got Salford City Roosters, and West Horton Lions are home to Latchford Albion. In the trophy, Cadishead Rhinos are at home to Waterhead Warriors A. Turning our attention to French Rugby League, the Elite League One results from the weekend just gone. Albi 36, St. Estie of 10, Avignon 24, Pierre 26, Lesignan 44, Toulouse 8, Villeneuve 37, St. Gaudens 36. The final round of league games will take place over the weekend of the 13th and the 14th of April, so there's no fixtures this weekend. Carcassonne are top, a point in front of Albi. Carcassonne have got 47 points and Albi have got 46. You get 3 points for a win in that league and a bonus point for a loss by 12 points or fewer. So it's between Carcassonne and Albi to take the title. So that's all we've got in the French Rugby League. Moving on to the National Conference League, there was no fixtures over Easter. There was a game for Rochdale Mayfield in the Standard Cup, which we'll talk about shortly, but there was no fixtures because of the Easter holidays. But the fixtures for this week, these games will be played on Saturday, the 6th of April. In the Premier Division, Rochdale Mayfield travel to Kells. In Division 1, Crossfields have got Waterhead Warriors. Division 2, Dewsbury Celtic face Saddleworth Rangers. And Thornhill Trojans are at home to Oldham St. Anne's. Yeah, as I just mentioned there, Rochdale Mayfield were in action in the Standard Cup. The Standard Cup is a competition played between the Oldham and Rochdale amateur sides. It's always a fantastic game played at Easter, the finals. A couple of semi-finals, I think, and then normally the finals. So I think it's an invitational tournament. I'm not too sure, but it's a very, very historic trophy that's been playing for 120 years, actually. Australian halfback Sam Wright led the way with a second-half hat-trick as Rochdale Mayfield retained the Oldham District League Standard Cup with a 44-24 victory over the Waterhead Warriors. The prestigious final, which has returned to Boundary Park this season from hospitable Oldham Rugby Union, was put back to Good Friday because Oldham Athletic were playing the football team on Saturday. And it was on Good Friday and a bumper crowd of 1,847 turned up to watch two amateur sides, which is absolutely fantastic. So a great performance from Rochdale Mayfield and congratulations for retaining the Rochdale and Oldham Standard Cup. Well, moving on to the NRL, we'll have a look at the round four results. Brisbane Broncos beat North Queensland Cowboys by 38 points to 12. 46,000 almost at that game. Fantastic stuff there. Cronulla Sharks 36, Canberra Raiders 22. Gold Coast Titans 14, the Dolphins 30. New Zealand Warriors 20, Newcastle Knights 12. South Sydney Rabbitohs 20, Canterbury Bulldogs 16. St George Illawarra 20, Manly Seagulls 12. And Sydney Roosters 16, Penrith Panthers 22. There was a fixture on Easter Monday between Parramatta and West. I've not seen the score for that yet, but the fixtures for this weekend coming up Thursday the 4th of April. This game's on Sky Telly at 10 o'clock. It's Melbourne Storm against Brisbane Broncos. There's two games on the Friday, Canterbury against Sydney Roosters at 8 o'clock and Newcastle Knights against St George at 10 o'clock. On Saturday the 6th of April, there's three matches. 5 a.m. it's South Sydney Rabbitohs against New Zealand Warriors. On Sky Telly at 7:30 it's Manly Seagulls and Penrith, and the Dolphins have got West Tigers at 9:35. On Sunday the 7th of April, North Queensland Cowboys at home to Gold Coast Titans at 7:05, and the Sky televised game at 9:15 is Canberra Raiders against Parramatta Eels. So after round four, the Dolphins are top. They've won two games and lost one. They've got 6 points. They've had a bye as well, so that's to give them 6 points. Penrith have won 3 from 4. That's North Queensland with 3 from 4, Cronulla with 3 from 4, followed by Melbourne, Sydney, Parramatta and Canberra, who make up the playoff places. Just one team has yet to register a win, and that's Gold Coast Titans, who've lost 3 from 3, but they have got 2 points from a bye. We're moving on to the Super League. It was round 6 at the weekend just gone. These games played over Easter. Easter Thursday, the first game was played, and that was between Casford Tigers and Leeds. 0-0 at half-time in that game. Cass eventually went down 26 points to 6. On Good Friday, Hull Kingston Rovers were on fire. They were 28-0 up at half-time against Hull FC. They've had a goal kicker. They'd have been 36-0 up. Niall Evans, star of the show, he scored a try and got man of the match. Joe Burgess got 2 tries as well. Hull Kingston Rovers 34, Hull FC's 10. And one player who impressed me for Hull FC was Jack Charles, son of Chris Charles, if you remember Chris from his time playing at Salford. Kicked that wonderful goal off the touchline at Whitehaven in 2003 to get us a draw up there, amongst other things as well. He was a good player, Chris Charles, good goal kicker. Well, his son Jack Charles played for Hull FC, and he looks like he's got a big future ahead of him. London Broncos went down on Sunday. They played Easter Sunday against Huddersfield. They led that game early on, but eventually went down 26 points to 12 to the Giants. Salford Red Devils, of course, beat Lee Leopards on Saturday, 32 points to 22. On Good Friday, Wigan Warriors against St Helens was a cracking game, 2-0. Saints led at the break. Bevan French, a wonder try in the second half, put Wigan in front, but 2 late drives from Tommy Makinson and Conrad Hurrell gave the game to St Helens 12 points to 4. Warrington Wolves were disappointing. They were beaten at home to Catalan Dragons by 32 points to 24 on Saturday. The fixtures for this week in the Super League, it gets underway with a derby game on Thursday night on Sky. Obviously, they're all Sky televised. Thursday night, 8 o'clock, it's Lee Leopards against Wigan Warriors. On Friday, there's 3 matches. Cass versus Salford at 8 o'clock. Hull Kingston Rovers, they've got London Broncos at 8 o'clock and Leeds Rhinos take on Warrington at 8 o'clock. There's 2 games on Saturday. Catalan Dragons against St Helens is 8:15 UK time in the evening, and Hull FC against Huddersfield is a 3 o'clock kickoff. So the table at the moment, very, very tight. Saints and Catalans are the top two with 10 points. Then Warrington, Wigan, Hull Kingston Rovers, Leeds and Salford have all got 8 points, followed by Huddersfield on 6. Casford Tigers and London Broncos are still on 0, yet to get a win. It was round 2 of the Betfred Championship. At Easter, Bradford Bulls beat Halifax Panthers 29 points to 10. Dewsbury Rams, probably a surprise result really. They beat Batley Bulldogs by 24 points to 4 in the heavy woolen derby. Big win for Dewsbury. Doncaster 20, Sheffield Eagles 26, Featherstone 12, Wakefield 20, Whitehaven 23, Barrow Raiders 22. I'm pretty sure that was... was it extra time, that one? No, it might not have been. I think they got a late drop goal though, Whitehaven. And there was a try for Connell as well. Young Nathan Connell, who's on loan from Salford, he scored early doors for Whitehaven. So congratulations to him, and a big win for Whitehaven in that game. Widnes Vikings beat Swinton Lions by 28 points to 10 on Good Friday. And York Knights went down 20 points to 14 at home to Toulouse Olympic. Toulouse Olympic had 2 players sent off in that game as well, so they did well to hang on. So the fixtures this week in the Championship. Swinton are away for the 3rd week running. They go to Toulouse on Saturday at 5 o'clock kickoff. The rest of the games are all 3 o'clock Sunday. Barrow against York, Dewsbury against Widnes, Doncaster against Wakefield, Featherstone against Bradford, Halifax against Batley and Whitehaven against Sheffield. So round 3 of the Betfred League 1. Hunslet 14, Keighley 42, Newcastle Thunder 18, Workington 48, North Wales Crusaders 20, Midlands Hurricanes 14 and Oldham. They battered Rochdale in that local derby there. The A627 derby, I think they call it there. That motorway separates the two towns. Oldham 54, Rochdale 6, that one finished. Over 2,000 at Boundary Park as well, so things going well for Oldham. The fixtures for this week, on Sunday the 7th of April, 3 o'clock, Hunslet play Oldham. Half past 2, it's North Wales Crusaders against Newcastle Thunder, and 3 o'clock, Rochdale Hornets travel to Workington. So Keighley are top. They've won 3 from 3 so far, with Oldham second with 2 from 2. I've got to tell you the championship table. Widnes are top. They've won 2 from 2. Wakefield second. Sheffield have also won 2 from 2. And Whitehaven, surprisingly, won 2 from 2. So good start for them as well. I think that's all I've got for you this week. Take care. Have a good week. Enjoy the rugby league that's on the telly. And I'll see you on Friday night. Weldon Road for Salford against Cass. Don't forget, I think that game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Just double check for you. I've already told you once, haven't I? Where's it gone now? Yeah, 8 o'clock kick off on Friday night. I'll see you there. Take care.
So that was Whitesides World Rugby League, and now we've got Paul Parkin, who's going to look at the Super League and see what's going to happen this week in Parkin's Predicts.
Hi all, this week's Parkin's Picks. I've not really studied it this week, I'm going to be honest with you, so these may be way off. I've looked at it, there was a few really tasty fixtures, so it could be quite interesting anyway. I've not even checked how I did last week. It's been a bit manic, let's just say that. But anyway, let's crack on. First up is the Battle of the Borough, Liam Wigan. We saw Lee last week. I wasn't overly impressed with Lee. I thought we controlled most of the game. I think the scoreline maybe flattered Lee a little bit. I think we're a bit better than that. You know, a few sloppy tries conceded, but overall, that won't happen to Wigan. I know they came unstuck against Saints, but going out of 12 men in a derby like that was always going to be tough, even though they were slightly in the lead. I think Wigan will just have too much. I know they've probably lost a couple of players, but they've got the squad's that big. And especially with it being probably 2 props that they're going to lose. I think they've got something like 9 props in the squad, so they're not going to struggle with that. It will be tight for periods, as every derby is, but I'm going to go with Lee 8, Wigan 20. I'm going to skip our game, do ours at the end. The next game is Hull KR versus London. Well, I mean, there can only be one winner, surely. I just wanted to ask everybody, Hull KR ever away? I know they played at our place, but they seem to be at home every week. Bit of a strange one. But they're home again this week anyway. You know, the Broncos, they put up a good fight last week against Huddersfield, and, you know, with a bit of luck and a little bit more control, they may have turned it over, but it was a close one. They've had a couple recently. They've pushed teams fairly close. So they're getting better, obviously, but going up to Hull KR, as we know too well, it's never a great place. I think it'll be a bit of a walkover. I'm going to go Hull KR 48 at London 4. Next up, really tough game to choose this. I've got Leeds and Warrington. Both teams have been slightly up and down, haven't they? I mean, Warrington getting beat last week off Catalan at home was a little bit of a surprise to me. I didn't think they'd lose at home. I know Catalan are a good team, obviously, but I just fancied them. With them being at home, they'd have a better chance. And Leeds, well, they don't often lose at home. I know they lost a couple of times to Saints, but they seem to just have, I don't know, the little bounce of the ball and maybe the odd decision go their way. And I fancy them this week, even though I would say Warrington are possibly a better team. I think Leeds with home advantage. I'm going to go Leeds 18, Warrington 14. Next up, the hapless Hull FC. I really don't get what's going on there. You've got to feel for the fans a little bit. You know, they're being dragged through it. They obviously expect more. They spend, you know, decent money. They get decent crowds. But I really don't get it. And they're up against Huddersfield, who are going along sort of a little bit under the radar. I think they will get stronger, Huddersfield, as the season goes on. They're not a flashy team. They're not a great team to watch, but they get the job done. They play kind of percentage rugby and just graft hard. And I think they'll just have too much. I know they struggled a little bit at London at the weekend, but I think they'll have just a little bit too much for Hull FC. I think it'll be close, but I'm going to go Hull FC 12, Huddersfield 18. Now, when it's probably clash of the round, really. Catalan Dragons at home to the Saints. Both coming off great victories last week. Catalan away at Warrington and Saints, obviously, in the derby against Wigan. A come from behind win. They stuck at it like Saints do. You know, it takes a good team, doesn't it, to go and win at St. Helens these days. Just thought I'd drop that one in. But yeah, I think this will be I think it'll be an absolute cracker, but I just fancy Saints. I think the confidence they will have got from last week, it's always tough going to Catalan. You know, they're a really good team as well, well-drilled, big pack. But if they've still got a couple of players missing like they did against Warrington, I think Saints will exploit that a lot better. But I think it'll be a great game. I'm going to go Catalan 14, Saints 22. Finally, our game at Castleford on Friday night. Castle, you know, they're getting better. I've seen improvements, but they still seem a little bit off. They didn't quite get, again, another team didn't get perhaps the rub of the green against Leeds last week in absolutely awful conditions at Weldon Road. So they are improving, they are dangerous, and our record there isn't always perfect, is it? So I think it'll be tough, but I think we'll just have enough on them, but I think they'll make it a bit of a cauldron and difficult for us. I'm going to go with Cass 16, Salford 24. So let's see how we do. Thanks a lot, everyone. Take care.
So big thanks for joining us on this Popper podcast, and we'll see you soon for more Salford Devils chat on your Devil in the Detail.
Devil in the Detail.